we did a poor job. We were protecting the end zone. The worst job was letting the quarterback escape. You know, if we put the quarterback on a clock, if we don't give him a place to scramble, he never finds that guy dragging across the field. You know, our guys were defending the end zone in that situation. You know, we got to do a better job of pass rushing. But, you know, there were a lot of other plays. We have a chance to stop them on fourth down. Number one, we don't get it done, and we get a penalty. When you have the ball, or when you're defending two-minute situations, you can't give up big chunks, and you can't have penalties. And in that, the series before, we give up a ball over our head, and when we're up two scores, inexcusable. We give up a chunk down the seam in that same situation. We let the quarterback escape. Those are things you can't do in a two-minute, and that's why we were on the other side of that.
On the third down play in your last possession, the decision to run the ball. Obviously, you didn't
want the clock to stop. Yeah, well, I mean, they're out of timeouts. We can burn the clock all the way down to a minute and 20 in that situation. You saw, you know, the way the time was at the end of that game. We did a poor job of managing it after that, but that was the right decision at that point. We were still trying to get a first down. I mean, they were loading up pressure inside. We were trying to get on the outside of it. I mean, that had nothing to do with it. I mean, that's the right decision to make right there. It was after that that we didn't do it. We didn't get the job done. We have chances to make two interceptions, get off the field on that last drive. We have ball in our hand twice. We have to make those. I mean, this is the NFL, and you have to make it, and you don't get very many opportunities to make it if you don't. This is a tough league for tough people, and we'll find out who's tough and who's not. Yeah, terrible. Terrible. I mean, like I said, I mean, if we don't make the first down right there, we take the time all the way down to 1 second. We get a good punt. At least it's on the 20-yard line, if not on the, inside the 20 in that situation. We got our worst punt of the game right there. And we really weren't even rushed in that situation either. But I mean, it's not just at the end of the game, but that's what this league is all about. And like I said, we have opportunities the way we did. You don't get that many chances as players, as coaches, as a team. You don't get that many chances. And each of them has been a different situation, but it's all come down to a play. And we'll do whatever we can to get people in position to be able to make those plays. Yeah, he was back with the team in practice. He was part of our inactives today, and he was told by me not to come to the stadium today. Because we're going to concentrate on the 46 that were active, and thought that was best. I'm going to do what's best for the team, and I thought that's what was best for the team today. Like I said, we're going to go with we're going to do what's best for the team, and what's best for the team is to have a guy like Nate on the sideline.
Will he ever play for you guys again?
Yet to be seen. He couldn't go back. We'll do some tests tomorrow, but there's concern.
One more for Coach.
A lot.
Are you worried that maybe there's guys who just aren't sure how to win these close games and that
you're in? No. I mean, if some of the plays that we gave up or had chances to make, there's veteran players in there, guys that have been around a lot of times. And, that has nothing to do with it. We practice, we prepare well. We have to be able to complete the play, be able to make the play. And we did a good job protecting the ball on offense. We had the one – the guy dropped that on his own blitz. We threw an interception. But we did a good job protecting the ball. But, when you're a player catching the ball, protecting the ball, making a tackle, making an interception, making a sack, those kind of things, that comes down to them. And then we have to get that done.
What is, of all the things that happened out there today, what is the most discouraging aspect from a coaching standpoint looking
losing the game. That's the only thing. Calvin Johnson's always a bright spot. Makes play after play for us. Maybe should have put him out there on defense for the last play.
Two plays on another back-to-back on their next to last drive. Force Calvin by fairly stops the clock as a 15. Then they catch a pass inside the numbers and get out of bounds and stop. How damaging that is.
You know, the one where they catch it inside, as long as they're not making chunks in there, if they get out of bounds, you know, that happens sometimes, and you can't defend everything if he wants to try to work sideways to get out of bounds in those situations. But obviously the horse collar, I mean, a chunk and then a clock stoppage in that situation is obviously a big thing right there. And it wasn't so much the horse collar as his ability just to step right up on us. And that's something that we had talked about, and we had done a good job of executing in most of the game, is taking his step-up lanes away. And when we did, we forced balls to elevate, and we could make those plays. We intercepted balls because he had to elevate the ball, and he had good pressure in his face. When it came time to, for it to matter, the fourth down play, last play of the game, we didn't get that done. No, it's always my responsibility. Either put players out there to put the players in good position to handle situations, everything else. Like I said, players need to make plays, but we need to put players in position to make those plays, and if they can't, then we need to do that. So ultimate responsibility is certainly mine. I'm not I don't want to make it seem like I'm sidestepping that at all. I mean, it's players' job to play, it's coach's job to coach, but like I said, you don't get very many opportunities, and you have chances to make it, you have to be able to make it, and that's why we lost the game today. We had particularly key situations. We give up a ball over our head when we're in basically two-minute defense. We're in basically a prevent-type defense, and the ball goes over our head for a touchdown. We get a penalty in a two-minute drive when they have no timeouts left. It poor play. Poor play is my responsibility.
Going back to your last offensive drive, running it on third down, but you had thrown earlier in that drive, indicating you got a passer.
Right.
Right. Why not try that again?
I mean, we could have, but if we throw incomplete again and they don't throw a flag, or, we take, something else happens. A chance to take 40 seconds off the clock. I think in that situation you have to do it. You have to put them on a long field, which we didn't do because we had the ball right around midfield. We had to put them on a long field. We didn't accomplish that. And then we gave up a penalty, and particularly one big chunk in that series to put them in range. No, I don't want to. I'm never signed. We can't let the quarterback escape in there. Let's just say that's part of the breakdown.